Norton from the windows of the sitting room, pacing up and down and waving his arms. I was concerned about being so obvious an observer, but he ran straight past me when he emerged, and I doubt even registered my presence.
The Church of St. Monica in the Edgware Road. Half a guinea if you do it in 20 minutes.
Right, you are, sir.
Up there!
Before Norton's cab had turned the corner, up drove my friend the coachman on a neat little landau, and before I could even think about concealing myself, Irene Adler had swept past me and climbed in.
You saw her? What's she like?
The Church of St. Monica, John. We must reach there before 12.
Ma'am, up there!
Holmes, what is she like?
She is a lovely woman, Watson, with a face a man might die for.
A face a man might die for? What did you do?
Yeah, I was just balancing whether I should run for it or whether I should perch on the back of her landau when a cab came through the street. The driver looked twice at such a shabby fare, but I jumped in before he could object. We drove like the devil, but the others were there before us.
Forgive me, sir, but you must allow me to know my business. I tell you that it would not be valid.
But it's well before 12. What's your objection?
That is not the only requirement the law demands. I'm sorry, but we simply cannot proceed.
No.
I lounged up the side aisle, keeping in the shadows. I would have sworn that they had no idea I was there. But she spun around and looked straight at me.
Godfrey, over there.
What? Oh, yes. You!
Me, Governor?
Yes, you. Come here.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, move, man!
Yes, Governor. Miss Easy.
Just stand there quietly, please. Well, man.
Splendid. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in the sight of God.
Before I knew where I was holding a ring and generally assisting in the secure tying up of Irene Adler, spinster, to Godfrey Norton, bachelor. It was the most preposterous position I've ever found myself in. I was standing as close to her as I am to you. Closer.
Did she suspect you?
I do not believe so. After the ceremony, we exchanged a few words.
What?
Oh, there was no avoiding it.
Congratulations to you both.
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Come along then, Mrs. Norton.
Oh, just one moment, Godfrey. Sir, please.
Me, Mrs.
Please, come here.
No.
I want to thank you for being there when we needed you.
Ah, it's my pleasure, ma'am.
I think you were a lucky omen for our future. It was fate that brought you into the church.
I don't believe in fate, Mrs.
Oh, my friend, don't you have any romance in you at all?
I'll just be off, ma'am.
But wait. Here.
No, Mrs. I'm not a beggar.
Please me.
I'm obliged then, ma'am. Good luck to you.
And to you, my friend.
What did she give you?
A sovereign. Here. I mean to wear it on my watch chain in memory of the occasion.
It's a very unexpected turn of affairs.
Well, there was still one more surprise to come. After being in such a palpable rush to get married, bride and groom proceeded to go their separate ways. He back to the inner temple and she to her home. She even plans to take her usual evening drive. I heard her say so. It's as if they wanted to keep the whole thing secret.
If you were right about the king's intentions and they've somehow got wind of them, it could be that she feels safer as Norton's wife than as his mistress. Or was it no more than a sudden whim? Did she strike you as a creature of impulse?
Holmes, we must act quickly. I need your cooperation this evening.
I shall be delighted.
You will require stealth, nerve, and accuracy.
Accuracy?
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. I trust you've no objection to breaking the law.